a dust-up with a teammate. And for all the Rabbitohs fans, stick around too, because Anthony Seibold, your coach, is on the program.
I'm Peter Holden. Former First Lady Barbara Bush has been remembered at her funeral as a formidable but caring figure whose devotion to her family was matched only by her commitment to public service. Some 1,500 mourners, including governors, senators and former US presidents, gathered at a televised but invitation-only service at the church to pay tribute to the matriarch of one of the country's most prominent political dynasties, who died on Tuesday at the age of 92. One of her four sons and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush remembered the advice his mother gave to him as a child.
Look people in the eye, say please and thank you, do your homework, quit whining and stop complaining, eat your broccoli.
More than 60 people have been charged with drug offences and three others have been admitted to hospital following a dance party in Sydney. Police, with the assistance of the dog unit, conducted an operation at the State of Trance dance party on Saturday night at Sydney Olympic Park. Eight people were charged for supplying drugs, including a 20-year-old man who was allegedly found with 150 caps of MDMA, 26 ecstasy tablets and 8 grams of cocaine. A 97-year-old Melbourne man will deliver an address at the Anzac Day National Ceremony in Canberra. Essendon man Bob Semple, also known as Rat of Tobruk, spent time in the Middle East and North Africa in World War II. 10 of his friends are buried side by side in the desert after being hit by one shell during the siege of Tobruk in Libya. Australian War Memorial Director Brendan Nelson told Macquarie Radio Mr. Semple signed up for the Second World War when he was just 19.
He went into the 2nd 12th Battalion and Bob then served at Tobruk. He was one of the rats of Tobruk. He fought then, having survived that at Lebanon, then El Alamein. He came back to Australia briefly, got married, and then he went up to New Guinea and then on to Borneo. Here is a man that spent 6 years at war.
Two men are in a serious condition after being pulled unconscious from a burning apartment in Canberra. Firefighters rescued the unconscious pair from the living area of the small apartment in Balconnen on the top level of a four-storey building after being alerted to a blaze in its kitchen at about 3:30pm on Saturday. The men received CPR and were treated for smoke inhalation by paramedics at the scene before being taken to Canberra Hospital in a serious condition. Prince Harry and his fiancée, Meghan Markle, have met with Malcolm Turnbull at a function to preview the Sydney Invictus Games. Mr. Turnbull presented the royal couple with the official jackets for October's Sydney Games, which help wounded, injured or sick soldiers. At the reception in London, the Prime Minister said servicemen and women deserve the strongest support.
Our servicemen and women bear the heaviest load of keeping us safe and protecting and preserving our freedoms. Every freedom we enjoy has been hard won and hard fought for in every generation.
Australian singer Kylie Minogue has performed at a star-studded special concert before Britain's Queen Elizabeth as the world's oldest and longest reigning living monarch celebrated her 92nd birthday. While singer Tom Jones kicked off the show on Saturday with his hit It's Not Unusual, shortly before Elizabeth appeared in the Royal Box of London's Albert Hall, flanked by her family. Minogue, Sting, Ladysmith Black Mambozo and Shaggy were among those on the bill, along with stars of the stage and screen. This is Air News. Queensland captain James Slipper fears a nagging collarbone injury may sideline him as the Reds desperately search to rediscover their early season Super Rugby form. The prop saw barely 20 minutes of action at Suncorp Stadium on Saturday night, watching from the bench as the Chiefs strolled to a 36-12 victory. Slipper admitted the injury was worse than he initially thought, putting him in doubt for Saturday's clash with the Lions.
I'm just carrying a bit of a collarbone injury. Didn't think it was that serious, but it just was a bit painful tonight. Well, I'll do everything I can, put my hand up, but I'm sure there's people above me who will make that decision for me.
And Melbourne Super Rugby misery in South Africa has continued, with the Rebels falling to a 28-10 loss against the Bulls in Pretoria. To NRL and last year's grand finalists, North Queensland have snapped a 5-game losing streak with a convincing 26-14 victory over Gold Coast and Townsville. Ben Hampton, Kyle Feld, Jason Tuomalolo and Cohen Hess scored tries for the Cowboys, giving coach Paul Green exactly the boost he wanted after signing a new 3-year contract. In the twilight game in Tamworth, a 79th minute try to Sean Kenny-Dowell has given Newcastle a stunning 22-20 comeback win over the West Tigers. And in the AFL last night, the Cats knocked off Port Adelaide by 34 points. Fremantle cruised to a 9-goal win over the Bulldogs, while the Eagles struggled to a 10-point win over last place Carlton. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Enjoy 25% off in-store and online at Oz Design Furniture. 25% off trending furniture and homewares must end soon. Visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au. If you're off to the airport, it's heavy on Marsh Street approaching the International Terminal. The M5 East approaching Marsh Street from the west and the east. Also very slow going. And in Greenacre, look out for lights flashing on Roberts Road at Access Street. Get a load of Red Rooster's new chicken loaded chips. That's a large chips loaded with their famous roast chicken and smothered in gravy, all for just $5. Limited time only at Red Rooster. T's and C's apply. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, sometimes you have to think like a kid.
That's easy for you.
So seeing our April sale is on at Bingley, with huge savings on TVs, fridges, washers and more, and it's school holidays.
Yes?
We'll have a holiday expo at the same time.
That's thinking like a kid.
With free activity packs and chances to win prizes like a Google Home Mini, Luna Park ride passes and Bingley gift cards.
That's thinking like a kid.
The April Holiday Expo sale, on now at Bingley.
You bring your kids and I'll bring Lionel.
Conditions apply.
Dynamics Indications Gay and Adrian offer a colt to aim at the classics and cups. By champion sire Savabeel from Pinsmere on Broadway, he's bred on the same cross as our Group 2 winner Savapinski.
The Savabeel out of On Broadway. Yes, it reminds me of my acting days. And you'll also have a ball naming this colt. He's big, he's masculine, he stands over ground. I look forward to training him.
Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
We Greek gods have given you mortals many things, but now we present our greatest gift, Greek lamb with tzatziki from Subway. Deliciously tender sliced Australian lamb, marinated in garlic and paprika, topped with zesty tzatziki sauce. It's a mouth-watering taste of Greece. So get it before it's gone. Greek lamb from Subway. That's my kind of heavenly taste. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Mostly sunny today, the chance of an early fog in the west. The light winds becoming east to southeasterly, 10 to 15 kilometres an hour near the coast. It's a 10% chance of rain, which would be very disappointing today. 23 degrees is the expected maximum. Now, Ray, what about it? North Ryde and North Ryde. For all, we wanted to go to Narooma, and of all the ends out there... Narraweena, Narrabeen, Narellan, you've come up with North Ryde.
I was under pressure. I couldn't think fast enough. I said North Ryde.
Well, what is the temperature of North Ryde?
It's 17 degrees in North Ryde.
Yes.
Heading for a top of 24. Down in that lovely part of the world, Narooma, it's only 16 degrees at the moment. Warm up to 21 degrees is the top.
Granville for Thurston. Yes. Off to Essie. Straight to a hole. Set play from the Cowboys.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. It's the final hour, 13:53:53. If you'd like to come on board and have your say. And by the way, if you want to go through what Zorba said earlier, we'll put a lot of that stuff online as well. So make sure you follow our Twitter feed at Big Sports WEND. It's actually up already from a podcast point of view as well. It's been such a big issue throughout the course of the week, hasn't it? The Jackson Hastings, Daly Cherry Evans, now Darcy Lussick's been added into it as well. So many issues throughout the game of rugby league. We've got the Sam Burgess. Will he get weeks? I think we all agree that he will. Just a matter of how many. George Burgess
What's
might be in some trouble
there,
as well. Oh, well, that, if you're getting grade two and then you're looking at prior similar offences within the last 2 years, then you're looking at the carryover points that he would have as well. So who knows? You can get out to 3 weeks on the sideline.
What's the difference in South? We'll ask Anthony Sebel when he comes on, but to me, they're handling. Like last year, the Burgess brothers in particular were dropping a lot of ball. There was no real continuity in their attack. This year, like yesterday, they were fluent. They were great to watch. And the Burgess brothers are making so many metres up the middle.
And this is not the reason, because you're quite right, but, and that's a very good question to ask Anthony Sebold, because everyone says hang on to the ball, but how do you make people do it?
Absolutely.
Dry track, day game. Lends itself to open football.
Yep.
If you think about, going into that game yesterday, knowing that the Raiders play an open brand of football, knowing that the Rabbitohs this year are playing an open brand of football.
And it was afternoon game.
I was talking to Matty Russell from Fox Sports beforehand, and we sort of agreed that this could be 36-32. Mm. Ended up being 42-22. But those conditions lend themselves to open attacking football. And I think Andrew Johns has gone on the record and said, imagine if you played Origin during the day.
Mm.
Like, it would be ridiculously quick.
It's also a conference thing too, I think, for a player who's dropping a lot of football. Your conference is naturally sapped. Obviously, they're playing, they're a happy club now, it seems to be, and they're playing good footy, and they're playing confidently.
And of course, Greg Inglis is back, playing in the centres, but scored an 80-metre intercept try, strode out, looked magnificent. Tanya will have a sports update as well. We'll speak to Robbie Slater. We'll speak to Anthony Seibold. We mentioned that. Trent Lanscale and Scotty Foster as well. So it's a big hour coming up, 13:53:53. But right now, we need to get the latest in the world of rugby league. We speak to Dean Bulldog Ritchie, the number one rugby league writer at the Daily and Sunday Telegraph. G'day, Dino.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray.
Morning,
Dean. Mate, we've spoken about it a lot with Zorba. I'm presuming that you heard his comments on it, but the Jackson Hastings Daily Cherry Evans issue seems to be more, well, there's more things going on than we were first led to believe.
Yeah, certainly as the days go by, Jimmy, stuff is seeping out of both camps, I guess, as the true situation. I broke that story on Monday night online, and in Tuesday's Telegraph, a big back page that said banished. Look, it's not a story that you'll want to write. People have this misconception that journos, you know, love doing those stories and are bagging people. It's not true. We're talking about a young kid here. He's 22, and we're talking about his future and his career. It was a sad story to have to write, guys. But look, at the time, it had to be written. And certainly since then, it certainly caused a major kerfuffle within the Manly club, who, I might add, played Parramatta this afternoon, who haven't won a game. So if Manly get rolled this afternoon, certainly the Seagulls will be a club under excruciating pressure.
Dino, I did ask Zorb this question, and to be fair to Zorb, it's very difficult for him to answer, but is what's happened at the Seagulls this week, and indeed instances of a similar ilk in the past year or so, is there a culture problem at Manly?
Well, it's funny, Ray, I heard Mark Guy during the week saying this story was unprecedented in MG's words. He's never, ever known before for a club to allegedly turn on one player and demand his demotion to reserve grade. Is there a culture problem, Ray? Look, I'm not on the inside down there. I'm not at training every week. It's difficult to say. Certainly, historically, Manly have loved that us against them culture. But
usually when it's the us against them, it's someone outside the club.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It's only us against them, but at the moment it's us against us. Jackson Hastings is claiming that 9 players have sent him text messages of support. So if that is in fact the case, and I'm not suggesting that Jackson's telling porky pies, that's half the playing squad are actually on his side.
So Daily Cherry Evans have too much sway at the Manly Seagulls? He's the million-dollar man, and he's the guy that's taking the goal kicks, and he's the guy that's running the team, and he's the guy who is their highest-profile player. He's the guy now involved in the issue with Jackson Hastings. Is Daily Cherry Evans doing too much at Manly?
Well, he's certainly the golden head boy, isn't he, Jimmy? There's no doubt about that. But look, he's their best player, clearly. He's on $1 million a year, and he's world-class. There's no doubt that Daily Cherry Evans is an elite football player. And, you know, the Manly side need Daily Cherry Evans. Certainly, I know over the years, Daly's rubbed some people up the wrong way. It started when he initially came into first grade with the Watmos and the Stewarts and the Forens, et cetera, et cetera. It just didn't quite take to him as much as they thought they would.
Yes.
Look, at the moment, Manly's under pressure. If this story keeps rolling along, and I have no doubt that it will, you know, the club is going to find itself under more and more pressure. I am told that Daily Cherry will definitely front up this afternoon after the game in front of the media and explain his side of the story. So this story has still got a lot of legs left in it, guys.
If he actually, if we get the full story, then the story dies down, doesn't it, hopefully, for the club, Dino? But whether DCE can tell the full story is another matter.
Well, he's going to be under some pressure to tell the truth, right? There's no point telling fibs these days. There's too many people in the media chasing these stories, and you're going to get caught, and you're going to get found out, And once you get sort of labelled as being a bloke who tells lies, you know, your reputation's shot. So, look, Daly's going to have to do the right thing. He's going to have to stand up today and tell exactly what went on in that room, exactly what went on at training, and just get it out there, clear the air, and somehow try to move on from this story. Because at the moment, as I said, you know, look, if Manly lose today, they're sitting on two wins. You know, their season's also on the line today. You know, it's a long way back when you're sitting on two wins.
Absolutely. Big game today against the winless Parramatta. What about Wayne Bennett? He's had some issues with the media, over the years, most notably in the last week or so. Is he under pressure at Brisbane now that Paul Green has re-signed at the Cowboys?
Look, I think he's under pressure, Jimmy, because he's losing a bit of control. Wayne controlled Brisbane for so many years. He controlled the media. He controlled his team. He controlled the officials, the board. He controlled everybody. But suddenly, when you've had that power, guys, and you lose it, it's difficult to digest. Bennett now doesn't control the media up there. There's, you know, there's a media crew up there that actually stand up to Wayne Bennett. Some of these players aren't happy. You know, look, Wayne is losing control up there. They're playing a terrible style. At this point in time, I can't see how Brisbane are going to make the semi-finals, which is inexcusable for the Brisbane Broncos.
Ooh.
Again, look, Wayne's under pressure. His career is starting to unravel a bit. He's got another year to go, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Wayne Bennett walks.
They're 3-4 at the moment after that loss on Friday, which I actually thought was a really good game of footy, Dino. I thought the Broncos were right in that contest right until virtually the end of the match.
Yeah, it was a good game. No doubt about it, Ray. But look, you know, the allegation coming out of the Broncos camp is that Wayne won't listen to anyone who's trying to put forward or implement a more modern game plan. Wayne's game plan, according to those in the know up there in Brisbane, are outdated. But rather than listen, Wayne's just saying it's my way or the highway. Hence the Kevin Walters situation when Kev said, look, there's no point me being here. No one's listening. But look, Wayne's going to start to listen. If he doesn't, you know, his wonderful career could be coming to an end. But look, I spoke to a coach the other day. I won't name him. And he made a valid point. He said, who's the biggest underachieving club in NRL? And I sort of said, look, you know, Parramatta. He said, no, Brisbane Broncos. 6.5 comps in 30 years. With what they've got, the resources, the power and the money, they should have had double that.
I cannot see... I can't write off the Broncos as not making the eight at this point. I thought they played really well on Friday night. It has some issues there, but... And I can't see Wayne Bennett walking off into the sunset. No way. Not at all. Mate, big games today, as we mentioned. Any changes to these sides?
Yeah, that's a 2:00 game at ANZ Stadium, Jimmy. For the Eels, no changes late. Jared Hayne back on the wing. Brad Takarangi picked in the centres. Kane Evans to start a prop. Penny Terapo at the lock. For Manly, no changes. Lewis Brown and Jono Wright, they're the two that drop off the bench. And there's another big game in Sydney, 4:00 Shark Park. Sharks versus Panthers, Moylan versus Maloney, so that'll have a bit of feel to it. For Fever and Lewis have been named, so they should place the Sharks despite injuries. But Wade Graham hamstring, he'll join Paul Gallen on the sidelines. That means Kurt Capewell will start in the back row. Joseph Paulo at lock. Scott Sorensen, James Seguiaro, the new bench players. Over there at Penrith, of course, shocking news during the week. Josh Mansour, multiple facial fractures, won't play again this year. But the good news is that Dallin Watini-Zelezniak, who was also out injured, has been cleared to come back and play.
So is Josh Mansour out for the year, do you think, Dean?
That's the situation at the moment, Ray. And more so, let's not forget, Mitchell Pearce scans this morning up there in Newcastle, hearing about 10:30. It looks like he's torn his pec. Not confirmed just yet, but Nathan Brown hoping it's a 12-week injury, but I think you could just see on Mitchell's face last night and on Nathan's face in the press conference that, you know, the fear is that he won't play again this year.
Any other news around?
Yeah, there is. Jimmy Lachlan Coote comes off contract. I'm hearing a lot of Sydney clubs are queuing up to have a dabble at Coote. Good player up there for North Queensland, of course. One club I'm told may express an interest is the Bulldogs. They've got a little bit of money to spend next year, nothing this year. But, look, they might have a crack at Lachlan Coote. I'm hearing Jack Bird is firming quickly to be the New South Wales 5'8", ahead of Luke Keary. We've still got a lot of football to go, of course, before Origin 1, but at this point in time, Bird has got his nose in front. And another Pommy might be coming out, an Englishman. He's from Wigan. His name's John Bateman. He plays for the Poms. Good player. Canberra, Newcastle, Brisbane, and Parramatta, all teams, and Cronulla as well, guys, all teams that might be looking at signing John Bateman for next season.
Played in the World Cup in the centre position for England. So,
he's a good player, Jimmy.
Yeah, goes all right. Thank you, Dino. We'll speak again next week.
All right, thanks a lot, boys. Have a great day.
See you, Dino.
Dean Bulldog Richard with all the latest in rugby league. He is, of course, the number one rugby league writer for the Daily. And Sunday, tell you, that's what you want me to read, Ray? It's number one, is he? There we go.
He's right up there, Dino.
Right up there. Okay, who's first among equals?
It's a great team there. Phil Rossell, Dave Riccio, Dean Ritchie.
Let's go to the break.
As we approach the anniversary of the landing at Gallipoli, Sky Sports Radio is proud to honour the memory of those who served our country with this Anzac story.
On April the 25th each year, Australians commemorate Anzac Day. It commemorates the landing of Australian and New Zealand troops at Gallipoli on the 25th of April 1915. The date was officially named Anzac Day in 1916. Anzac stands for Australian and New Zealand Army Corps. In 1917, the word Anzac meant someone who fought at Gallipoli, and later it came to mean any Australian or New Zealander who fought or served in the First World War. During the Second World War, Anzac Day became a commemoration day for all Australian and New Zealanders lost in wartime. The spirit of Anzac recognises the qualities of courage, mateship and sacrifice, which were demonstrated at the Gallipoli landing. Commemorative services are held at dawn on April the 25th, the time of the original landing. The first official dawn service was held at the Sydney Cenotaph in 1927. Initially, dawn services were attended only by veterans who followed the ritual of standing to prior to 2 minutes of silence, broken only by the sound of a lone piper playing the last post. Later in the day, marches took place in all major cities and many smaller towns for families and other well-wishers. Today, it is a day when Australians reflect on the many different meanings of war, with gatherings held at locations right across the country.
Keep listening to Sky Sports Radio for more Anzac stories. Hunters, it's Sky Shout at selected venues this Saturday afternoon. Come along to Rudy Hill RSL or the Panania Hotel and enjoy a platter lunch courtesy of Sky. Plus, there'll be merchandise giveaways. Enjoy a punt with your mates on Hawkesbury Standalone Saturday and let Sky take care of lunch. That's Rudy Hill RSL and the Panania Hotel this Saturday afternoon for Sky Shout.
Jim, I found the script. Where was it before?
I don't think it was in here, but anyway.
Okay. Penrith Mazda awarded Mazda Master Deal of 2017. With over 300 vehicles over 5 acres, you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Right now, get a $1,000 go bonus on the whole range of 2017 CX-3, CX-5 and CX-9s, plus 12 months free rego, CTP and stamp duty on all CX-3s. Conditions apply. Penrith Mazda, your family-owned and operated Mazda dealer, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4, MD18808.
On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
A 79th-minute try to Sean Kenny-Dow gave Newcastle a 22-20 comeback win over the West Tigers in front of just over 10,000 in the NRL match in Tamworth last night. It's the Knights' fourth win of the season and has lifted them back into the top eight. However, they lost Mitchell Pearce to a dreadful pec injury. North Queensland finally found some form with a 26-14 win over the Gold Coast, snapping a 5-match losing streak. And in the early game, it was a fiery encounter between South and Canberra on the Central Coast. The Bunnies winning 42-22, but could lose Sam Burgess after he was put on report for a high shot on Aidan Caesar. Today, Manly and Para at 2, Cronulla and Penrith at 4. In AFL, the first draw of the season, GWS and St Kilda 23 apiece in the match at Etihad. Geelong upset Adelaide by 34 points at a packed out Adelaide Oval, around 46,000 there. West Coast 10-point winners over Carlton, and Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge admits he was left scratching his head by his team's total breakdown in skill during their 54-point loss to Fremantle. Melbourne Victory and Adelaide meet in the A-League's second elimination final today at Amy Park, both coming into the match with recent good form. The two clubs are going head-to-head in a sudden-death semi for the first time in a decade. While in FA Cup, Manchester United is through to a record-equalling 20th final, coming from 1-0 down to beat Tottenham 2-1 overnight. Chelsea and Southampton play in the other semi.
Enough of
popular
that, James.
Result, evidently.
Loves Man U.
In the Premier League, West Brom and Liverpool 2-2, Watford and Crystal Palace 0-0. Trapeze Artist is now challenging for favouritism for the $13 million The Everest in October after his third Group 1 win of the season in the all-age stakes at Royal Randwick yesterday. The horse is the subject of a rumoured $40 million plus stud deal, but the Colts owners are keen for their super sprinter to race on for another season with an assault on The Everest the primary goal. Super Rugby scores, and the Crusaders 33 beat the Sunwolves 11, Chiefs 36 over the Reds 12, Bulls 28, Rebels 10. This morning, the Sharks 24-17 over the Stormers, and today the Brumbies host the Jaguars in Canberra. Rafael Nadal won his semi-final at the Monte Carlo Masters Tennis overnight, defeating Grigor Dimitrov 6-4, 6-1. The world number one will be going for his 11th Monte Carlo Masters title when he takes on Kei Nishikori, who beat Alexander Zverev in his semi in three sets. Scott McLaughlin won the first supercars race at the Phillip Island 500 yesterday. Qualifying for today's second 250k race gets underway at 10:40, with the race to start around 1:50. Australia head into day two of the Fed Cup World Group playoff tie in Wollongong today at 1-1. Ash Barty and Sam Stosur play the reverse singles. Barty won her match yesterday. Today she takes on Leslie Kirkov, and Stosur will play Corinne Lemoine. Both will then pair up in the doubles. Aaron Baddeley is the best placed of the Aussies after the third round of the Texas Golf Open. He's at 6 under par. Jack Johnson and Andrew Landry lead at minus 13. And Ben Simmons had the first NBA playoff triple-double by a rookie in nearly 40 years as Philadelphia beat Miami 102 to move within one victory of the second round. The Aussie scored 17 points to go with 13 rebounds and 10 assists to become the first rookie since Magic Johnson in 1980 that playoff triple double.
Elite league, Tim.
Surely he wins that rookie of the year, right?
Oh, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? Otherwise, it'd be an investigation. But still, just quickly with the Eastern Conference, the series between Cleveland and Indiana. Indiana are leading that series 2-1. Unfortunately, off-court dramas are overshadowing that somewhat, and that is the drama surrounding Tristan Thompson and his alleged cheating scandal on his girlfriend, Khloe Kardashian, pregnant at the time. Now, Khloe has since had the baby. She had it a week ago, a little girl.
Aren't they booing him all the time?
But when the story broke, they've played three games. In the first match, he ran onto the court and everyone booed him.
Mm-hmm.
He got a minute of game time. The second match, he didn't get off the bench. The third match, he didn't get off the bench.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just getting hammered.
Now, LeBron James was essential in orchestrating his extension in 2015 to 5 years, $106 million in that five-year extension. There's still 2 years to go, including this season. So the papers have come out with this horrible, headline. The NBA star who is $47 million worth of uselessness.
Oh.
Wow.
Eek.
How about that?
I'd be prepared to be $47 million worth of
uselessness. Just sit on a bench. Tiger Woods. I mean, another sex scandal bringing down another high-profile person. When will people learn?
Well, you know where it starts? Handing out hats on radio shows.
Hang on. That's in front of my beautiful wife. You can't say things like that.
Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud? Sorry, Chad.
That's
where it starts.
Now we might have our first official blue.
It's a blue.
This could be on.
Well, hang on. Speaking of blues, we've got to get to Robbie Slater very shortly.
Asagawa. And now Yokoyama. It's the chance for Japan!
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Lucky Tanya's got a sense of humour, James.
Oh, yeah, because you haven't. thank heaven someone in the family has. So,
put up with you for 8 years. Or vice versa.
That's sure, whatever. Yeah. It depends which way you look at it, Ray. What's bullying? What's pranking? That's all I say. 1353 is the open line number. Of course, we've got Robbie Slater on right now to talk some football. We've had semi-finals, elimination finals again today. Brisbane Roar out, Melbourne City through. And, of course, we've got some English Premier League as well as FA Cup. Rob's on the line. G'day, Rob.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Hey, morning, Rob. Just out of a bit of interest, because of what's happened with Jackson Hastings and Daly Cherry Evans through the course of the week, our talk topic today is teammates just having a bit of a dust-up, bit of a blow-up. And we have it on good authority that Clayton Zane and yourself had a little bit of a bust-up at half-time at the Northern Spirit. Any truth to that rumour?
I had a few bust-ups. I was a fiery redhead, remember?
Well,
and so, yeah, the dust-up with Clayton Zane wasn't a real dust-up because, look, he was a youngster at the time, and, you know, it really was handbags. But I did have a couple of big ones in the Premier League, really big ones.
Who with?
One with Carlton Palmer at Southampton. I had one with Mike Newell at Blackburn Rovers and one with Don Hutchinson at West Ham. All quite well-known players in their day over there. I guess that came from being the Aussie because we used to get the mickey taken out of us being Aussies over there. At that stage, there wasn't many players playing in Europe there weren't any in the Premier League. It was just me and Bozza. So we used to cop a bit of stick saying, you know, you guys can't play football. You know, stick to your cricket, stick to your rugby.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So you used to have to stand up for the flag, mate.
When you say dust up, Robbie, was it pushes and shoving or a couple of haymakers thrown?
Yeah, if you exactly right, yes.
Did you have any?
Definitely. Actually, Carlton Palmer's one was quite, it was three rounds. There was one on the training ground.
Yeah.
And we got sent to the training and the showers, you know, the changing rooms were quite a way away. We were training on one of the far pitches. So there was round two, about halfway to the training sheds, and then round three in the training sheds.
Right.
Who won?
Did you have any wins? Yeah.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going out. I can tell you now, he was the favourite.
The underdog.
The Aussie underdog. I love it.
The underdog, son.
The bulldog underdog.
I love it.
How good. Hey, mate, the performance of Melbourne City, is it going to be enough to concern the Newcastle Jets? They play in the semi-final next week.
Yeah, look, it will, Jimmy, because Melbourne City, I think now, I'll have a stab, but it wasn't that long ago, maybe two rounds ago, three rounds ago, Melbourne City went to Newcastle, where they will have to go next week, and they outplayed Newcastle thoroughly. I think it was 3-0 in the end, and really gave them a touch-up. So that'll be in the back of their mind. I remember saying at the time that was a... You know, looking forward to the finals, that could happen, that match-up again. It was a bit of a psychological win as well for Melbourne City. So, yeah, without a doubt, they're a chance, big chance.
And how do you see this afternoon's game, or this evening's game, 6 p.m. kick-off, Melbourne Victory versus Adelaide United, Robbie?
Look, I think in finals, the home ground advantage is massive. Victory have an outstanding record against Adelaide. In Melbourne over the history of the competition. Adelaide did beat them once quite well this season, but their last one was Victory winning 3-0 at this venue. I think Victory will be too strong with their experience as well in that side. You know, grand final winning experience and grand final losing experience, of course, last season when they lost but only on penalties to Sydney. So... Yeah, I think it'll be Sydney-Melbourne Victory next week, and, of course, we know Newcastle-Melbourne City.
All right, let's go to the EPL. West Brom, 2-2 with Liverpool, dropping points there, but no-one's going to be surprised that Mo Salah got another goal.
Yeah, and so did Harry Kane, of course, the other morning when he played against Brighton. So Salah still four goals up in the Golden Boot. But that's not a very good result for Liverpool, stating the absolute obvious. You know, they got a chance to catch Manchester United. That could be it now. Three points, United, they've got to get a game in hand.
Yeah.
So it's not a great result. Of course, Liverpool started with Danny Ings up front, rested Firmino. West Brom, I tell you what, they've beaten Manchester United. Now they've drawn with Liverpool. If they could have had this kind of form, they wouldn't have got relegated throughout the season. And the relegation, which is always, you know, a big thing in England as well, is, well, it's looking pretty much down. Southampton could only draw with Leicester. And Stoke have played one game extra. So that's the bottom three, West Brom, Stoke, Southampton. That's looking pretty much done.
It looks like they're going to go down next season. Man, you had a 2-1 FA Cup win over Tottenham. Jimmy's pretty happy, Robbie.
Of course he is. Tottenham, you know, Pochettino's a wonderful team, and but they're not delivering, in the big games.
Yeah.
And that's a problem for Spurs fans, of course. But United, I have said that Mourinho is not the most popular man at Manchester United, but he's got him sitting comfortably in second. He's now got him to a final of the FA Cup, so it's turning out not a bad season. Manchester City have just had one of those seasons in the Premier League that will go down in history, one of the best five teams we've probably seen. So Mourinho, in spite of copping criticism from his own fans about the way United play and that, he's certainly got them in good positions, FA Cup final, as I said, comfortably second in the league.
Yeah, Manchester United not happy with comfortably second throughout their history. So
yeah.
We'll be interesting to see what happens in the off-season with recruits and so forth. Good on you, Rob.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks
you
for that. Remind us not to get on your bad side, okay?
No, you're far enough away. Actually, you're not that far.
pop in one Sunday morning, Rob.
Mate, he's a bit nervous.
No. Those days are well and truly over.
Yeah, very good. Good on you, mate. We'll speak next week.
Cheers, boys.
See you, Rob.
Robbie Slater there with all the latest from the world of football. 1353-53. That's the open line number. We're going to take a break here. After the break, we're going to speak to the South Sydney Rabbitohs coach, Anthony Seibold.
Right now, Fujitsu reverse cycle split system air conditioners are hot.
Reverse cycle split system means they are hot and cold.
Mum, at Bing Lee, they come with a bonus $150 grocery gift card or a Weber Baby Q.
Yes.
And a bonus Bing Lee gift card worth up to $300.
You're right, they are hot.
A Fujitsu reverse cycle aircon with two great bonus offers at Bing Lee. But it ends Sunday.
So come in soon to Bing Lee.
Conditions apply.
And here is a champion. Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic style.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe.
First time, every time.
Is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
We have 10 minutes left in this first half. Aiden Caesar, a long ball that's been intercepted. GI is away. Over halfway. Chased by Whiten. Greg Inglis, the
listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Outstanding win for the South Sydney Rabbitohs yesterday, and I think, well, I was going to say all league fans, maybe New South Wales fans may not have appreciated Greg Inglis striding out and scoring that 80-metre try, but certainly all the South Sydney and the Queensland fans did. And, we do appreciate when you see a champion like that get back to some good form. Their coach is Anthony Seibold. He's been good enough to join us on the line after the win. G'day, Anthony.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Anthony.
Just on that, Greg Inglis, how is he coming along? Is there a chance at some stage, Anthony, you'll be slotting him back to fullback?
Oh, Jimmy, we haven't sort of spoken about it, mate. I think, everyone sort of probably can see we're building, we're improving, we've improved probably over the last 5 or 6 weeks. So, we've had some good results in there amongst those performances. So I think, as it stands today, I'm comfortable with where we're at with regards to positions.
Anthony, good morning. Thanks for joining us. You're 4-3 after 7 rounds, and I think everyone agrees that Rabbitohs are playing a really attractive brand of footy. Your debut season as a NRL coach, is it as challenging as you thought it would be? Is it more challenging or daunting? How are you experiencing it so far?
Look, I'm just trying to take it, day by day and week by week. I think, certainly not getting too far ahead of myself or ourselves. I think, one thing I probably learned off Bellac was just to have a really narrow focus and your next job is your most important job. So, we've got a review session today over South Maroubra Surf Club. We'll do some recovery and put that game, from yesterday to bed this morning, and then we'll dive into the Broncos after that.
The style that you're playing this year, very different to what we've seen
from the Rabbitohs over the last couple of years. So obviously that's deliberate. And did yesterday, given the daytime conditions and the dry track, lend itself to that more open style, Anthony? Do you think it has an impact?
Possibly, Jimmy. I think the two performances, probably against Manly and Raiders, where we scored our most points, they've both been day games, although the Manly game was a wet one. But, I think we worked really hard on making some slight changes to our game model and attack. And, it's probably, been a little bit noticeable, I suppose. But, what I was most pleased about yesterday was, we spoke about playing through the Raiders, and I thought we did that really well at the start of the game. But, on top of that, we had some good variety and variation on the end of our shapes, which, we've been working on hard at training. And, as I said, we're still looking for some improvement there. But, I certainly thought that, our attack yesterday was probably, probably in patches the best that we've attacked this season so far.
Ball control, Anthony. Jimmy and I were talking about earlier. I think for Rabbitohs fans, it's great to see the team have greater ball control this year. Your halves are firing and you've got great strike power outright, obviously Gagai and Inglis in the centres. So how have you tweaked that attack? How have you got the players playing this brand of footy and particularly controlling the footy better?
Oh, there's probably a couple of things that we focus on. Our skill development is an area that we really focus on during the season. Spend a lot of time on our craft, catch and pass. And, certainly we're nowhere near the finished product and we understand we need to keep improving. But, we've made that a real focus, to try and improve our catch and pass. We brought in a skill development coach in Willie Peters, and I sort of delegated to Willie to work hard with individuals, improving that part of our game. As far as the attack's concerned, we certainly, what we try to do is, have a look at the strengths of our group and how we want to play. And, as I said, we're certainly, nowhere near where we want to be, but we're building nicely. And I think, the most pleasing thing is that, even in the games that we've lost, we've made some line breaks and poked some holes in some sides. So, it's a work on for us, but, we spend a lot of our time, a lot of time over the pre-season focused on both those areas.
Anthony, the tackle from Sam Burgess on Aiden Caesar was a big talking point coming out of the game, given obviously Sam's track record there. Have you had a chance to have a look at it? What's your thoughts on it?
Sorry, Jimmy, I have had a look at it, mate, and I would prefer not to comment about it. I think, I made a mistake commenting after, I think it was the Bulldogs game, when there was an incident during the game and I regret sort of saying something in the press after that game. So I'm just going to refrain from commenting around that particular tackle from yesterday.
And I understand that too, because you don't want to prejudice anything. But we've spoken about it today, and a lot of it's amazing. If you've got a red and green eye coming through and say it's all chest, and otherwise it's arm. Damien Cook has been
brilliant.
Exceptional. I think we'd love watching him play. Is he Origin class?
Well, he's certainly, improving. And I think, he's getting confidence out of playing 80 minutes week in, week out. So, is he ready for Origin, mate? I'm not too sure, Jim. I haven't sort of had a really good think about that. We've had a bit of a discussion, last week. And Cookie knows that. If he can continue to be consistent, well, then he'll push his case. And I want our players for rep honours. And because what it does, it shows that as a club, we can help players grow and improve, and that's certainly been, I suppose, my background as a coach, but mate, listen, Cookie, for those who don't know him, he's a very level-headed young guy. He's certainly not getting carried away with the talk, because I understand there has been quite a bit of talk in the media about his prospective sort of selection. And so on, but I think for Cookie, the only thing he can do is be consistent and continue to improve the areas he needs to improve.
Yeah, Cookie's been great, but also you've got some stability in the halves this season, touch wood, Anthony, and in particular, Cody Walker's form. He's dangerous every time he touches the footy.
Yeah, Cody's one that I've known Cody for probably, 5 or 6 seasons now. I actually coached against him in the Queensland Cup in, 2012. And then had him at the Storm for pre-season in end of 2012, and we had him full-time in 2014 down there. So I've known him for a little while. But the thing that I like about Cody is he's sort of getting better with age. And I think he's, matured, with regards to his game, you know, he's a lot more patient now. He's always had that ability, a rare ability. You know, I think he got Queensland Cup Player of the Year in 2013. And, you know, he's always had that attacking spark. But there's a lot of maturity in his game. But, you know, his preparation off the field certainly has helped him. He does a lot of things. You know, he does a lot of extras these days. He's certainly meticulous with regards to, you know, getting the coaches to cutting video of, you know, his opposition and you know, he's always forever, you know, in the assistant coach's office and, you know, he's working really hard at his game. So it's pleasing to see that he's in good form.
You were with Queensland over the last couple of years. Are you with them again in an assistant role to Kevin Walters?
No, I'm not, Jimmy. You know, that is one regret of getting the opportunity to be head coach. But, you know, I had to sort of stand down from that particular role. I rung Kevy, you know, pretty much the day that I got offered the role, and you know, I was probably sort of thinking, oh, you know, I wonder if I could still do both, but, you know, we both sort of said, listen, it's too hard, and being my first head coaching role, I mean, maybe, you know, in 5, 6, 7 years' time, who knows, you know, if I'm still coaching, you know, at NRL level, you know, it'd be great to be involved again. I really loved it. You know, I had a couple of series there, and I had 5 years with the Emerging Origin program, so... But yeah, I loved every minute of it, and Kevy was terrific to work with. You know, yeah, as I said, just really loved the experience, and it's been a really good, I suppose, grounding for me going to being a head coach as well.
Just looking at that, you're obviously going to be impacted by Origin, as you say. It's a good thing. Now that you're head coach, you might say that reluctantly. What about the Test match in Denver? Thomas, George, and Sam, I think, would be shoo-ins for the England side.
Yeah, I'd imagine they would be, particularly with their form. You know, all three boys have been very good to start, you know, the season. So, you know, I would assume they'll be picked for England. You know, to be fair, Kevin Sinfield from England Rugby League has had, you know, some communication with myself and other members of our staff. Mm. And the only thing I will say about it is I know all three brothers are very passionate about representing their country. And, you know, the only, you know, as I said, like, from a club point of view, you know, the selfish thing would be for, you know, love to have the Test match here in Australia and New Zealand because it's a bit closer. But,
yeah.
You know, as a sort of, I can understand, you know, in some regards that they want to represent their country. You know, imagine me asking somebody not to play for New South Wales or Queensland.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it is what it is. And, yeah, that's a bit further down the track. And as I said, you know, we've been trying to have a really narrow focus. So, yeah, we'll deal with that when the time comes.
Mm. Well, mate, exciting times. 4 out of the last 5 for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. The style with which you're playing is exciting as well. Good luck in that big game against the Broncos on Thursday. And appreciate your time this Sunday morning.
Good on you, Jimmy. And thanks, Ray. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks, Anthony.
Anthony Seibold, head coach of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. What do you think, Rabbitohs fans? He's an impressive bloke. Highly intelligent, well-credentialed.
Thursday night's game too. Broncos get one extra day.
Yeah.
Thursday night ANZ and obviously judiciary news big for them this week.
And as Ray says, that should be at Scully Park, that game.
Penrith Mazda, awarded Mazda Master Dealer 2017. With over 300 vehicles over 5 acres, you're sure to find a Mazda you're looking for. Right now, get a $1,000 go bonus on the whole range of 2017 CX-3, CX-5 and CX-9, plus 12 months free rego, CTP and stamp duty on all CX-3s. Conditions apply. Penrith Mazda, your family-owned and operated Mazda dealer. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
Sky Sports Radio and New South Wales Race Clubs will honour Australians who have fought for our country on Anzac Day. Wednesday morning, Racing HQ will endeavour to help many of those diggers back a winner or two. Anzac morning from 6:30, get the right mail here on Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, sometimes you have... just looking at you, oh-oh. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go...
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Just before we get to Trent Lanscar from tab.com.au, we get this, Raymond, from Master Monkey. Did I hear Zorba say the players were eating in a private room at Macca's? Newsflash, Pete. That's called the child play area. Hope they took their shoes off. Zorba's critical TripAdvisor rating probably stems from him not being invited to the strip club. It's okay. It's not the women in league round just yet, Master Monkey. We need to be very, very careful around that. But thank you, Master Monkey. You do have your own
special way of looking at
things. Interesting take on things,
it
does.
It certainly does. Speaking of interesting take on things, Trent Lansgar from tab.com.au, good morning.
Good morning, Jimmy and Ray. Sort of a Jerry Seinfeld type when he said about someone an indefinable charm, perhaps? Master Monkey.
He has his own way with words, Master Monkey, and as Ray said, the way he looks at things. How do we look at this one, Parramatta versus Manly, after all that's been going on with both clubs during the course of this week?
Well, we presently have Parramatta $2.30 and Manly $1.65. The line is 4.5, so 2 o'clock at ANZ Stadium. Still fresh in the memory, fellas, about what happened in round two at Brookvale Oval when the Sea Eagles won 54-0. So are Parramatta finally going to break the drought, or are the Seagulls going to perhaps get off the papers, off the back page for at least a couple of days?
I reckon Parramatta have massive hopes today.
Absolutely.
Owen 6, I reckon it's there for them today.
Manly, us and them, siege mentality.
Yeah, I'll go the plus 4.5, but I don't mind them at the 2.35 head-to-head.
How about Penrith and Cronulla, Trent?
Well, we've got Cronulla $2.25 and Penrith $1.67. The line at 3.5, so that's the 4.10 game at Southern Cross Group Stadium. No, fellas, that Penrith have a lot of injuries. They still seem to be winning, but Cronulla, the great record, 3 straight and 6 of 7 against the Panthers. So I know Zorba didn't mind the 2.25. You did seem a little bit surprised, Jimmy, but, well, as I said, the Sharks have a great record against the Panthers.
Wade Graham's out. Luke Lewis and Andrew Fifita playing. Paul Gallen's out. They're in good form, the Panthers. I lean towards the Panthers. Yeah, it's a cracker. It is a cracker. Apparently, there's AFL competition that's run out of Melbourne mostly. What's going on with that today?
Yes, and it's the same city which has both the A-League elimination finals.
Oh, right, mate. Come on.
3.20 at Etihad Stadium, North Melbourne, $2.50. And I will be there, Ray. Hawthorn, $1.55. The line is 11.5. Hawthorn's actually eased this morning, which is all right, because when they win, they'll be a bigger price. So, and the favourite way in the margin betting is the Hawks under 39.5, $2.25. The other game, fellas, I'll be totally honest, not really too much interest here. 4.45 at the Gabba. The Brisbane lines are $1.73. Gold Coast at $2.50. The line is 4.5. Maybe just because it's basically a flip of the coin, take the Suns. But another round of upsets. Again, fellas, starting Friday night with the Swans losing to Adelaide. Yes. GWS with the draw yesterday against St Kilda, and Geelong getting the money against Port Adelaide in the City of Churches.
Just out of interest, Trent, Carlton, how did they go?
Move on. Okay, Melbourne Victory play Adelaide United this afternoon, Trent.
They do, Ray. 6 o'clock tonight. And I'll just mention the normal time result market. They are $1.95 to win in the normal time against Adelaide United. And to qualify for the semi-finals and face Sydney FC, there's a daunting task. Melbourne Victory, $1.47. Adelaide United, $2.65. Another FA Cup semi-final at midnight. Chelsea, they're $1.45 to win in normal time against Southampton. Whoever wins that will play Manchester United. Thanks, fellas, for that they beat Tottenham. And no Roger tonight, Ray, but Rafa Nadal is in action on the clay. Majestic, $1.04 to win the Monte Carlo Masters final against Kei Nishikori. So
going for his 11th, fellas. 11th Monte Carlo title he's going for.
It doesn't seem to matter which clay court it is. He just racks them up every time he goes around, Ray. So tremendous tonight. NBA playoffs, as Tanya mentioned, in action at the moment. You can check all those markets out and plenty more at tab.com.au.
Ben Simmons, Philadelphia, 3-1 in that playoff. And he's had a triple-double, first time a rookie in, what was 10 saves?
1980, was it?
40 years.
Magic Johnson.
He led the Lakers as well. He was part of the team with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Abdul-Jabbar got injured in Game 5 of the finals against the Philadelphia 76ers, and Magic Johnson got the MVP in Game 6, played at centre and was absolutely magnificent, and the Lakers won the title. So don't know if the 76ers can do that, guys, but Ben Simmons and the Sixers, they'll be heading home to Philly to clinch the series in Game 5. Not sure if it's Tuesday or Wednesday our time, but it'll be great to see him hopefully in the second round.
Little NBA history lesson there with Trent Lansgar.
Very impressive.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
We'll speak again next week. Trent Lansgar there from Tab, and also from the NBA, obviously. A little bit of
advertisement for
bit of history work. 1353-53, the open line number. Now, we're on a roll, we were on a roll.
Did we sell last week?
Well, that's the question that everyone's asking themselves with Scotty Foster from Steve Foster & Sons Quality Cars. He's on the line now. Hello, Scotty.
Good morning.
Hang on, mate. You've got to find a spot there, Scotty.
Mate, I'm sure we can fix that up this week. I've got a real car here at the cracker, so the listeners are going to be happy with this one, especially if they're a little bit bigger family, because this is a 7-seat. payment of Trage on special for the listeners today. It's automatic. It comes with air conditioning, power steering, power windows, dual airbags on a central locking. It's got tinted windows. It's only done 148,000 kilometres. It's powered by a very reliable 2.7 litre engine.
Yeah.
It's got the four-speed automatic.
Oh, we're just getting him. Look,
I tell you what, I'm surprised because he needs a new mobile phone, but his horse, Ballius, is winning races left, right and centre up the Northern Coast. So, and he's selling cars too.
We'll get to that. The Hyundai automatic seven-seaters do sell fast because of their reliability, but when you're priced at just $4,990 like this one, they pretty much walk out the door. They don't come any better than this. You just can't buy seven-seat automatics like this one for $4,990. Don't miss out. Go online, fosterscualitycars.com.au or call 963-7502-4, and don't forget, mention the Sky Sports Radio and receive a free 3-year warranty with any car purchase. And Scotty is back there.
Yeah. Scotty, you there?
I am back.
Okay, we've got you now loud and clear. And Jimmy was just going through that terrific car, the Hyundai Trage 7-seat. Great finance packages available too, Scotty.
Yeah, we've got some great finance packages. We have access to a lot of lenders, and this allows us to get the best possible rates, but also allows us to help a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance, get into a car. So if you've had credit issues in the past, then now's the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even Uber drivers, then go to our website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 963-7502-4, because we can help you get into a vehicle like this 7-seat Hyundai as soon as today.
Footy everywhere at Ringrose Park, they reckon.
Mate, an absolutely huge day at Ringrose today. We're kicking off at 9:30 a.m., so a very early start. That's the Wednesday, our first year in the Harvey Norman's Women's League.
Oh, fantastic.
We're playing Mounties today. That's at 9:30 a.m. Then we have the Sydney Shield side. They're playing Guildford at 11. That's followed by the Parramatta Eels Jersey Flag side playing Penrith at 1 and closing the day off with Wenny's Rom Massey Cup side playing Guildford at 3 p.m. And, of course, don't forget the Wenny ISP side playing Penrith ANZ today. And that is an 11:45 kickoff. So we've got a huge day of rugby league, and I don't know where I'm going to put myself, Jimmy. I'm going to be all over the shop.
Well, I'm heading to ANZ, mate. Looking forward to calling that one for Fox League. Yeah. So we're all set for that. Scotty, we've got to sell that car this week, the seven-seater.
It's a cheap car, guys. If you need a seven-seater automatic, you're not going to get one any cheaper than $4,990. So you've got to come out and see it. And, boys, don't forget, if you mention Sky Sports Radio, we'll throw in that 3-year warranty with any car purchase. So you got peace of mind as well.
Great job, mate. We'll speak next week.
All right, boys. See you later.
There he is, Scotty Foster. Fosterscualitycars.com.au, 963-7502-4. Let's go to a quick call before we go. Raymond, Eddie's on the line. G'day, Eddie.
G'day, guys.
Morning, Eddie.
Yeah, first time caller.
Good on you, mate.
No problem. What do you got for us, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm just talking now. How's the Warriors going?
They're going great, aren't they? They were too good for the Dragons, and they were just outstanding, weren't they? Defence was unbelievable. Had so much ball, the Dragons, and they couldn't penetrate the
it's good.
Warriors.
Yeah, good to hear from normal people,
Normal people?
Warriors
well, clearly,
fans.
Clearly you're not referring to Ray and I. That's right.
They're going very well, Eddie.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate the call. Make sure you call again at some stage.
Who wins the cap, James?
We'll get, I reckon, Matt. James O'Connor, Alessandro Del Piero, and the Pakistan Super League he told us
Fair
about.
Enough,
early call there. By the way, we get this, Ray. I expose you, Ray Thomas, for plagiarising the contents of my text from this morning that you never read out. This is Phyllis the Dragon, who is really Phil the Dragon, but we know you're bent to give hats to female listeners more than anyone else. And he came and he was talking about the Warriors' defence was outstanding. I want your opinion on why referees don't have the courage to send more than one player to their bin. The tactic of deliberate penalties was obvious. So
I reckon Phyllis the Dragon should get the cap as well.
Oh, hang on, you're going both.
Because he's exposed me for plagiarising.
Well, there you go. So Phyllis the Dragon, we're going to send you a cap as well. So there you go.
I hope we got one. Has Tanya got one spare? Yes, she has. Thank you.
Look at the look on Tanya. She said to you explicitly before the start of this program, don't go giving away too many caps. And as soon as...
And I was sacked
myself. Who's Michelle from Dubbo? Oh, yeah, we'll give Michelle a cap. You're the schmuck. Thank you. Yeah.
Me or you? Panel operator Hamish?
Oh, no, he's pointing directly at you. Jeez. Yeah, no, that was the obvious one.
And this was one team now. It's all your team now, James.
Oh, no.
Shot to pieces.
Hey, Jimmy, Cootamundra Harness Racing Cup on today at June E. Such a shame the Cootamundra Club has folded. Favourite for the race is Parramatta.
There you go.
There might be an omen bet today.
This week, of course, you've got races at Randwick on Anzac Day. Hawkesbury standalone next Saturday. Tamworth Cup Day next Sunday.
Well, we'll look forward to that. And the other thing we've got on, of course, is Anzac Day on Wednesday. And I think both you and I are heading out there, Ray.
We are.
You're heading out?
Dragons versus
Where are you
Roosters?
Sitting?
I'll be sitting at the ground.
Oh.
Jeez, you're a hard man.
No, I'm not a hard man. Where will you be sitting, Ray?
At the ground. I'll be watching at the ground. Where will you be sitting? You'll be working, James?
I'll be sitting with the two boys. They're desperate to go.
Are they?
Yeah, we're sitting... we're in the members, so I'm not...
It's a fantastic afternoon.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's a great day. It's a great day. Coming up on Racing HQ, full Goulburn preview with John Scoresmick. Wallace is going to have a look at Narromine as well. And, of course, the Big Sports